The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation is requesting that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency no longer consider Fairbanks and North Pole together when it comes to air quality regulation. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, if approved, the change could free Fairbanks from more stringent emissions regulations.
Fairbanks and North Pole are currently regulated as a single entity by the Environmental Protection Agency, an EPA-designated fine particulate pollution non-attainment area for wintertime emissions, primarily wood and coal smoke, covers Fairbanks to the west and North Pole to the east, but the community's air quality are no longer on par.
On the western side, the air quality appears to be improving.
Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Program Manager Cindy Heil says Fairbanks and North Pole have diverged relative to a federal 35 microgram per cubic meter pollution standard.
The three-year rolling average for the western half is below the standard of 35, where the North Pole design value is now at 139.
Several factors play into the growing disparity, including the concentration of wood and coal burners and localized atmospheric conditions that trap smoke in neighborhoods. Heil says DEC's requested division of the non-attainment area would keep Fairbanks from being covered under an impending EPA serious air quality designation.
The Clean Air Act is very prescriptive about this. In June of 2016, the current air quality non-attainment area will become serious, and because of that, there's going to be more increasing requirements for us to do what's called best available control technologies. And then if we fail to meet attainment by 2019, we will have to put in most stringent measures.
North Pole Mayor Bryce Ward opposes dividing the area, fearing it'll make it more difficult for his small city to reduce pollution.
Not as much importance or emphasis on addressing the issue.
Ward says that could include inability to leverage grants and other resources to combat air pollution. The EPA could take over a year to rule on the DEC request. Meanwhile, Ward is looking toward the state-supported Interior Energy Project to help ease the air quality situation.
We did have the gas lines that were put in this last year. I'm definitely excited about getting gas in those lines because I think that's going to solve a lot of these problems.
The state is currently reviewing five finalist company proposals for getting clean-burning natural gas to the Fairbanks North Pole area. Selection of a project partner is expected in December. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.